Well, let me invite you to take your Bible and turn with me to the Old Testament book of Psalms as we continue this morning in our series on the keys to a life of abundance and blessing. I hope you're getting it in your heart and your mind and your spirit that the God who created you, gave you life, birthed you, brought you into this world, does not want for you a life of mediocrity. But the sad reality about it is there are so many you look at, and that's all that they know in life. They know nothing but a life of mediocrity. And so here's their assumption. Since I am living a life of mediocrity, since that's the only thing I can hope for, then they really assume that that is all God wants for their life. But I'm sorry, you cannot find that in the pages of Scripture. You cannot find that in what God wants for His children and His people. Now, the God who created us and gave us life and brought us into this world, He has a plan whereby you and I can experience His abundance and His blessing. Now, let me say at the very outset, there's no way you can experience His abundance and His blessing apart from, first of all, having a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It can't happen. There are a lot of people who say, well, show me this technique or that technique. The first and foremost is to come to that realization that we're sinners, that we're lost, that we really need Jesus Christ in our heart and our life. But when you become a Christian, when you place your faith in Jesus Christ, God wants you to really, genuinely, authentically understand that He has designed for you, purpose for you, a life of abundance and a life of blessing. So if you'll turn with me to the book of Psalms chapter 81, because I want to deal with this the subject this morning, the keys to a life of abundance and blessing, learning to listen to God. Now, whenever you look at this passage of Scripture, just a little bit of a background, this is God's declaration to the nation of Israel. Basically, God is saying to the nation of Israel, if you will do this one thing, I can tell you, as the sovereign of the universe, I will give you the best. I will provide for you the best. Now, think about this for a moment. That is the sovereign God saying that. That is holy God saying that. So I want you to look in the text, Psalms 81, verses 8 through 16. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt, say the word with me, hearken unto me. There shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken or listen to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened or listened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto Him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Here is God saying to the nation of Israel, He's saying to His people, He's saying to His covenant people, He said, I want you to understand something, and I want you to learn a lesson for your life. If you will make it your business to listen to me, I am going to promise you upon the oath of my word, upon the covenant of who I am as God, I am going to bring into your life deliberately and intentionally those things that you can't dream or even imagine. But God says, the issue is, will you listen to me? So I want you to get your outline out. I want you to follow along with me because this message is so significant to you personally having a life of abundance and blessing. Now, let me say this. God's abundance and God's blessing is not only just invisible, but it's also visible. It's not just transparent, it's also real and deliberate. God is saying to the nation of Israel, He said, I want you to know what you can expect of me if you will do this in regard to me. So first and foremost, here's what you and I need to understand. Listening is a prerequisite to blessing. Now, God is speaking in verse 8, and when you look at God speaking, He's basically saying, Israel, if you'll listen to me. Why is God saying that? Because God is wanting them to know that he has for them and he has for you and me. Because God is unchanging. He is unchangeable. God had for them and he has for you and me an abundance of blessing. Now think about the way you're made for just a moment. You've got a head that sits on top of your body. You've got two ears. You've got one nose. You've got two eyes. You've got, you know, you've got your head, all that, because God has created you and he's made you for a purpose to listen to him. And you see, the fact is, God's arranged our mind in such a way that when we absorb truth, we take it in. Why are you sitting here this morning? I hope you're not sitting here to go to sleep, and I'm sure you're not. But here's the way we are. For us to absorb truth, for us to listen, men, you may understand this. You know, sometimes our wives will say, "You heard me, but you didn't listen to me, did you?" And see, they'll always ask those two words, "Did you?" right at the very end. And you can't lie. Well, you can, but you shouldn't. And, you know, they'll say, "What did I just say?" Sometimes they'll give you a preview. They'll give you a test because, and they'll come back and say, "You heard me, but you didn't listen to me." Now, sometimes my wife will say something like this: "One of these days, you're going to miss something real important." In other words, she's saying to me, if you're not listening to me, you need to listen. Now, what is listening, though? Well, you say, well, you know, I listen. Well, what is listening? Well, first and foremost, it's intaking information. You see, every one of you are different this morning. Some of you are listening differently than others. Some of you will be able to tell me what the title of the message is after service today. Some of you will say, if I ask you point blank, do you remember the title of the message? Because listening involves every part of us. And you see, God made it very clear to the children of Israel. So he said, I want you to intake my truth. And you see, that's why it is so important to hear the word of God, to absorb the word of God, to digest the word of God, because you can't be blessed if you don't intake God's truth. I see some people and they say, I just don't understand what's wrong with my life. I go to church, but do you listen? When you go to church, when you listen to the preacher, the Sunday school teacher, you listen to, do you listen? Because you see, listening involves two parts: intaking and absorbing information, intaking truth, and then carrying out that into life. For example, you can hear a message, but it's one thing to absorb it, and it's another thing to practice it and to do it. And so you have to apply it to life. So God is saying to the children of Israel, he said, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you my promise of abundance and blessing. One, you intake what I tell you. You input into your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, what I tell you to do. Second of all, you apply it to life. And listen to me real carefully. God cannot change. He is unchangeable. He will never change. And what that means is this: if you deliberately, intentionally apply God's word to your life, the reality is you have to be blessed. You say, well, I hope that's the way it is. Listen, God is unchanging. Does God ever waver? Does God ever alter one bit? Absolutely not. So here's what God is saying to the children of Israel. And you see, God said, I want you to understand I'm actively engaged in your life. And you see, for a life of abundance and for a life of blessing, listening is real important. Let me give you an example. How many of you have gone through school and the teacher tells you something like this? Now, it's real important. It's going to be on the test. Come test time, you didn't listen. You didn't take the teacher seriously. And there was the test right in front of you. You look at the teacher, you look at the test, you look at the teacher, and you realize, I don't know this. And teacher's been telling you all along, you need to know this. Let me tell you one of our big problems as Christians. One is listening seriously. When you open the Word of God, you need to understand that that is God speaking to you personally. I heard Dr. Charles Stanley say this years ago, and I found it to be so true in my own life. When I open the Word of God in the morning, it's not to get a message. It's not to, you know, start preparing a message for Sunday. It's for me. It's for God to speak to me personally, deliberately, and intentionally. When you open the Word of God first thing in the morning, you say, God, whatever you say to me, that's what I want to listen to what you say. That's God speaking to you. And you see what God told the children of Israel, said, there's nothing hard about it. It's not rocket science. He says, I have some wonderful things in store for your life, but the critical thing is this: are you going to listen? listening always and for all of eternity has been and will be the prerequisite to blessing. You can say you're a Christian. You can say, well, you know, I got saved a long time ago. Why is God not blessing my life? Are you listening to him? Are you listening to him in relationships? Are you listening to him when it comes to your personal life, to your financial life? And you see, one of the reasons why so many people are in messes is because they say, well, I've got a Bible. Do you read it? Do you apply it to your life? And so God makes it very clear. And you see, the reality of it is, you know, if you don't take God's word seriously, then here's what the reality is. You don't take God's heart seriously. You know, if you say, well, I take God seriously, well, do you read his word? Well, I don't really read his word a whole lot, but I take him seriously. Well, I'm going to tell you, and I want to say this in love, no, you don't take God seriously. Because when you take God seriously, this is the expression of his heart. This is the expression of what is on the heart of God. God has put it in black and white. So if I want to know what God's heart is, it's written in the Word of God. And if I listen to him, then I'm going to find out what he says about finances. I'm going to find out what he says about relationships. I'm going to find out what he tells me to do when I'm criticized. I'm going to tell him what he tells me to do when my character is attacked. And if I listen to him. But you see, here's what we do. Oftentimes we go off half-cocked. We have an idea in our mind what we ought to do. And we don't listen to God. And so, you know, the reality about it is, God told the children of Israel, if you're going to listen, there's going to be a difference in your life. So the first prerequisite is listening. Now think about it for a moment. If you don't listen to God, if you don't listen to his word, it's simply the same thing as the created ignoring the creator. Now, don't you answer this out loud. Do you deliberately, intentionally ignore God? Well, you'd want to say, no, I don't. But you see, here's the reality. When we, you know, deliberately, intentionally ignore his word, isn't that the same thing as ignoring God? Isn't that the same thing as ignoring his person? Yes, it is. Because this is the expression of the heart of God. If I want to know what God wants me to do with my finances, I can find it in the Word. If I want to know what God's on God's heart, how I treat my wife, it's in the Word. And you see, if I'm not going to listen to God, but all I want is the blessings, I'm sorry, it will never happen. If you want the blessings and the abundance of God, God's bounty and his blessings on your life, and you're not going to listen to his Word, then I'm sorry, you can never be blessed the way God wants you to be blessed. And you see, the thing about it is the devil tells you, well, why listen to God? You know, you be your own boss. Listen to me real carefully. How many people do you know that's their own boss, that they're really enjoying life? I mean, they've got it made. You see some people and they're doing what they want to, but in the end, if you ask them, do you have peace of mind? Do you love life? Do you enjoy life? You see, a genuine, authentic Christian absolutely loves life. Why? Because God's not on to you. He's not going to jump down your throat. God loves you. He cares about you. But the issue is, am I going to listen? You see, it's a dangerous thing to say, well, you know, I just don't like that verse in the Bible. Listen carefully. I want you to listen. When you say, I don't like that verse, you're saying, I don't like that part of the heart of God. For example, let me pull one out. God tells us to listen. And so he says, Dear Benny, put your name there. Do unto others as you would have them do, finish it with me, unto you. What if I don't like that? That's not just in the Word of God, that is the heart of God. You say, well, I don't like that. So you're saying I don't like the heart of God about that. And here's the point. If I'm going to have the blessing of God, I've got to pay a premium, and that means listen. What does God tell me about my finances? It's done. What does God tell me about what I need to do with my relationships? I do what he says. And I'm here to tell you that he will make all heaven open up to your life. I want you to go down and look in verse 16. Look in verse 16. I want to show you what God told the children of Israel he would do if they would listen. He said, I would feed you with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. You know what God is saying? God is saying, if you make a prerequisite to listen, I make it my business to bring into your life my best, signed Jehovah God. That is his contract. Is there any reason why any thinking man, woman, or young person wouldn't want the best of God's blessing? But here's what Satan says. Well, how do you know that'll work out for you in your life? How do you know that's not just back there in the olden days, back when in the Old Testament? That's thousands of years ago. How much has God changed? You tell me. I want you to tell me, how much has God changed? None. How much will God change? None. So he is saying exactly the same thing to you and me in our day and time. So young couple, if you listen to God, I'm just here to tell you, he's going to bless you. And, you know, it's so interesting how God blesses you. You know, and he gives you tangible ways. It's like God said, I've been watching. Just the other day, I was looking for a vehicle. And I didn't think about what I was going to get. I just gone out looking for a vehicle, and I didn't think about one that I got. And Charlotte said, what about that one right up there? And I thought, yeah, that's way out of our price range. We don't need to look at that one. And come to find out, it was very much in our price range. And looked at it, and she said, I like this one. What helped me know that the others wasn't when she got in the car and she hit her head twice. You know, God has a way of telling you things aren't for you. She got in once, and she hit her head and got in a second time. And you know, those little red flags. In other words, God said, I want you to know, you walk with me, you listen to me. I know you struggle. None of us are perfect. You're not going to be perfect until, you know, you have that new body and you, this world of sin. But here's what God knows. He knows you try. Amen. How many of you say, I'm not perfect, but I'm trying. Amen. You're not perfect. You're not exactly where you need to be, but we're trying to walk obedient. And here's what God says. I see you. I'm watching. And I know exactly what you need. And so what God does is he brings all sorts of his bounty and his blessing into our life. And so that's the way God told the children of Israel. But listening comes first. Listen to me real carefully, and let me say this. Listen, as with all of your heart, don't expect God to bless you if you're not going to listen to him. If you're not going to listen to him about your finances, don't expect him to bless you. If you only want to listen to certain things, I'm sorry. God don't have any bad thing for you, but he told the children of Israel, I'll give you the best. So second of all, listening is backed by the promise of God. Now, when you look at the number of wrecked lives, and you see plenty of them just like I do, you know, here's a person that they say they're a Christian, and all of a sudden their life blows up right in front of their face. What is going on? Why? You know, I mean, we're all going to have trouble. We're going to have problems. We're going to have difficulties. But one of the realities and one of the common denominators of every person that really goes through all sorts of emotional hell is this. Are they listening to God? Let me give you an example. Here's a person right over here. I've talked to some people this week, and I've talked to some who are really up against it. Talked to one person this week. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do. Talked to another person. But the issue is, what are you doing with your finances? How are you responding? You know, the Lord's given us every good and perfect gift. Everything we have comes from God. Amen. He's given it to you. He's enabled you to work to get it. The Bible says it's the Lord who gives you the power to get wealth. It's God who gives you that power. But the issue is, what's your view of finances? I look at some of the most blessed men in the world. I think of J.L. Letourneau, who was one of the designers of Caterpillar some years ago. Tremendous man. He would have dreams about what type of Caterpillar to design. Well, he didn't work for Caterpillar, but he designed and he would sell it to Caterpillar. And he would have these images in his mind, and he would think of these huge moving equipment, you know, these huge ukes and all of that, and beyond that, these earth moving. And he would draw up the design. And at the end of his life, he was given 90% to the Lord. And he had more than he knew what to do with the 10%. And he said it's what God has done. And the reality about it is when you listen to God, first of all, it's a prerequisite, but second of all, it's backed with a promise. God told Israel, he says, if you listen to me, expect this to happen. Now, I want to say this to every one of you. If you listen to God, you may as well expect him to bless your life. You say, oh, I want that to happen. It's going to happen. God rules his world by laws, by unalterable laws. I shared with you a couple weeks ago, and I won't do that again because it hurt the soles of my foot. I jumped off and showed you, you know, don't matter if you believe the law of gravity, it's going to work all the time. You see, God's laws are going to work all the time because they come from an absolute, unchanging God. It doesn't matter, but the issue is, are you going to believe it? Are you going to practice it? So God is simply saying, accompanied with listening to him, he says, I back it with a promise. I back it with a promise to your life. You listen to me and watch. Do you hear what I just said? Watch. Use your two eyes to watch and see what God does deliberately and intentionally and purposely for your life. You say, well, you know, I just don't know if he'll do it for me. You may use education as some type of, you know, background that you, listen, I'm sorry, you won't change God. And, you know, it's a major deal to the heart of God, whether we listen to him. And, you know, but to the children of Israel, here's what it did. It involved observing, applying, obeying what God said. Like a man who was in a church one time and he listened to God speak to his heart. Now, let me tell you how seriously he listened. He was listening to God speak, and I don't know if the preacher was preaching on finances, but God got his financial attention, and he realized in his heart that he had been robbing God. After that Sunday, he went down to the bank on Monday morning. He withdrew $40,000 because the Lord had got his undivided attention that he had been a thief for a number of years of his life. And he told the pastor, he said, Pastor, this isn't a gift to the church. These are back tithes that I've robbed God of over the years. That man was listening to God. That man wasn't just listening to a preacher. He was listening to God. Now, listen carefully. God does not mince his words. He is very plain, candid, and to the point. And so what he says is this. If you listen, expect blessing. If you apply listening to your daily life, you can count on the blessings of God. That's simply the way it is. God told the children of Israel. But here's the point. God's designed us to listen. God has designed us. That's why, and Satan don't want you to be blessed. That's why on Sunday morning, on Sunday night, how many of you are hit with the spirit of slumber on Sundays? Now, I'm not going to get on to you, so don't you dare think I've attended conferences and I've about fallen asleep. How many of you, let's be honest, I've been attacked with the spirit of slumber. How many of you would say, you know what, I am attacked with the spirit of slumber on Sunday morning? And I want to tell you why in just a moment. How many of you say, I have that from time to time? Raise your hand. Okay. Wow. That's not accidental. I want you to listen to me. You say, now you're going to get on. No, I'm not. That is an attack at you. Listen to me real carefully. Don't you realize that Satan don't park at the door whenever we're teaching and preaching the word of God? So if Satan can get you not to listen, then what will you not get if you don't listen? The blessing. Do you understand? Say amen. If he can put you to sleep during Sunday morning, then he's going to get you to miss out on the blessing. And that's what Satan don't want. He can't stand you. He despises you. He despises the ground you walk on. So he wants you to live an unblessed life. So here's what he does. He puts you to sleep. He gives you a spirit of slumber. And that's why you've heard me say some from time to time, get you an epistle and a piece of paper. That way you stay awake. Because it's a short time, you know, maybe you've had a good nap, but you've missed some wonderful truths that God wanted to say to your heart. And God is telling the children of Israel, I want you to listen to me because I crave for you my best. You say, well, why don't God just bless me anyway? He can't. He's locked out of blessing you if you don't listen. You see, here's something you must understand. You say, well, God can do anything. God can only do what is within his holy nature to do. God will never violate his nature. He can't. He can't make you make right decisions. He can't make somebody make a decision to place their faith in Jesus Christ. He can't make them. Listen, if you think he could make them, why is there so many people in hell this morning? He gives you freedom. And so the reality about it is when we listen, and listening is a prerequisite, but listening involves blessing. Let me give you an example. What happens when you watch how you use your money? Let's suppose you got opportunity to go into debt, but you don't. You know, you save little bit by little bit by little bit by little bit. Maybe you start at the age of 17, saving $10 a week. You know, $10 a week times 52, that's $520. In 10 years, it's $5,200. 20 years, $10,000. And all of a sudden, you look at your bank account and say, wow, I don't make a whole lot of money, but where do I, all that? Because you've learned some biblical principles. And you see, listening always leads to blessing. And you see, God promised Joshua, you don't have to turn back there, but God told Joshua, Joshua, if you'll listen to me, do what I tell you to do, then success and blessing will come to your life. Why? Because God wants you to understand how much he absolutely loves you. And salvation is just not for the other side of life. God wants to show you every step of the way. I love you. I want to guide you. I want to bless you. Think about it. How many of you parents like to make life hard on your children? No loving parent. You want to make it as good as possible. You want to show them you love them. You want to give them some good things along the way. How much more will our Heavenly Father give good things if we just listen to him? So, second of all, it's essential that we listen. And also, we can expect. And you need to expect the blessings of God. Well, third and almost most significantly, how do I listen to God? What are the ways God speaks? Now, you and I live in mass communication. In other words, I can talk by verbal communication. I can speak. Let me just give you an example. Let's suppose I wanted to send a letter to my wife or just send her a message. And I'll just say, I just want to tell my wife I love her. Well, I can verbally tell her I love her, or I can send her a message on Facebook. Of course, everybody will find that out, and that's all right, too. Or I can text her. I can email her. Now, here's what I'm pointing out. There's all sorts of mechanisms and means that I can tell her the same thing. You and I need to learn the ways God speaks. And you see, God loves to communicate to you, so the first way God speaks is through his word. Let me give you an example. You know, I'm in the Word of God. I'm reading the Word of God. And, you know, I'm facing some situations. And God gives me his Word. As I listen to his Word is his voice. His voice and his Word is his heart. So when I'm reading the Word of God, like the passage I shared with you this morning, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God stands forever. So I go to the Word of God. Now, here's what you need to understand. God speaks, but what is his primary way of communicating with us? Through his Word. How do I know what's on the heart of God? Look at his Word. God, what do you tell me about my enemies? Love your enemies. God, now, did I understand that right? Love my enemies? Yes. But God, I don't want to take them on vacation with me. He didn't say take them on vacation. He just said love them. Now, here's my point. I want you to listen. If I'm going to listen to God, I need to know how he speaks. And I need to take seriously what he says. You see, what we do a lot of times is we'll go to the Bible, and here's what we watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord will come, but know that the good men of the house and known what watch the thief had come would watch and would not have suffered the house to be broken. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. Amen. You follow me? But let's suppose I'm serious and I listen to the Lord. And I listen to the Lord diligently. And so here's, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. You see, here's what happens. Take the first passage I read. Notice how fast, off the cuff. Do you think I really listened to that? No. But that second one, I just listened and let it absorb and let it sink deep. You know what the problem is with so many people who are living an unblessed life? They don't really care about listening to God. That's simply the way it is. Well, God, if you want to bless me, you'll bless me. If you don't want to bless me, you won't. I'm just here to tell you that that type of thinking is absolute foolishness. It's error. It's straight out of hell. because God wants to bless you, but he won't bypass your God-given mind. He won't bypass your ability to think. Listen, we tell our kids to get the best education. We tell them to go to school. We tell them to go to college. We tell them to get the best they can so they can learn a trade in life. And then when it comes to the Word of God, we don't even tell them to get in the Word of God. This is the only book of success. This is the only book of blessing that when you apply it, it works 100% of the time. So the issue is, am I going to listen to the Word of God? So the first way he speaks is through his Word. Am I going to listen to his Word? You know, it's dangerous, you know, for us to say, well, like I said, I don't want to listen to that verse. So you don't want to know the heart of God. And second of all, God speaks through the Holy Spirit. Now, each one of these points could be a message in and of themselves, and it's going to be hard to capsule them. But let me give you an example. Have you ever been making a decision and there's a still small voice on the inside of you that said, don't do it? God, the Bible says, speaks through a still small, voice. In other words, on the inside of every Christian is a divine receiver. And one of the ways God helps you and protects you and guides you is speaking to you. There is on the inside of me his receiver. And if you're a Christian, on the inside of you, that's why you're getting ready to make a bad purchase. You're getting ready to get in debt over your head. And you just have this horrible sense of restlessness. You don't need to do this, or you don't need to make this decision. But you just feel horrible on the inside. You've just got a restlessness. That is the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart. Why? Because he knows maybe 6 months down the road, you're going to get laid off, or 3 weeks, and he don't want you to be in debt. I've talked to people all through the years, and I said, you know what? I didn't listen to that still small voice. God has placed his Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and that's one of the ways he speaks. You know, you're getting ready to make a decision. I've been getting ready to make a purchase, and God said, don't do it. And I backed off, and I asked Charlotte, I said, what do you sense about this? I don't feel comfortable about this one or about some other situation. Matter of fact, we was talking to a church long before we came to faith, and we was talking to the pulpit committee, and it was about 1990, 91. And we was meeting with the pulpit committee and talking to them. And after we got out from there, we both just knew that that wasn't right. What was God doing? He was speaking to us through his Holy Spirit. That still small voice on the inside. Why? Because God can't stand for you to wreck your life. Listen, one of the joys of life is not wrecking your life. Amen? Think about it. How many people have to pick up the pieces to their life, and it's not that, you know that they wanted to make the bad decision. They just didn't learn to listen to that still small voice. Maybe you're getting ready to make a decision right now in your life, and the Holy Spirit is saying, don't you do it. I've married couples, and after the fact, they've come to me and said, you know what, we shouldn't have got married. I knew I shouldn't have married him, and I knew I shouldn't have married her. Why? Because the Holy Spirit speaks through a still small voice. And then thirdly, the Holy Spirit, God speaks through others. You know, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says the Lord sent Nathan unto David. You know, the background of that, David had sinned. He had disobeyed God. He wasn't sensitive to God. He wasn't sensitive to listening to others. So God brought somebody right into his life. Now, listen to me real carefully. And I say this to husbands. I say this to us men. Men, if you've got a godly wife, thank God for her. Because there'll be some time that she comes to you and says, you know what, I don't feel like we need to make this decision. We don't need to buy this, or we don't need to do that. You can slough her off if you will, but it could very well be that God is using her to help you not make that decision. And if you say, well, we're going to do it anyway, you better get ready to live with the consequences. Because God don't give you a godly spouse. God don't give you a husband or a wife for you to ignore them. And you see, the thing about it is there's a lot of people down here, and they're saying, what's wrong with my life? Why don't I have blessings? Why am I such misery? Why am I in emotional hell? Why is it? Because, well, just examine. Do you think people are going to be blessed and they're going to have a wonderful life when they've chosen to ignore their Creator? You may as well anticipate a life of emotional hell if you choose to ignore God, because it'll come. Just as sure as I'm standing here and just as sure as I'm speaking to you and preaching to you this day, you can bank on emotional hell if you don't listen to God. I've talked to some and given them some counsel, and they've walked out of my office like, you know what, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not going to do it. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, boom, there's the explosion. It won't happen that day. May not happen a week down the road. But I can guarantee you, just as sure as I'm standing here in God's servant, one day your life will blow up right in front of your face, and you'll realize, you know what? I decided one day I didn't want to listen to God. I didn't want to listen to what he had to say through the preacher. I've been in this long enough that I've watched people come and I've watched people go. I've watched people want to listen, and then there's a certain point that they didn't want to listen anymore, so they're out there someplace. I've had experiences where I've had to confront a man about his situation, about a particular sin in his life, and he didn't want to listen to God. He didn't want to turn. He didn't want to repent. And he said, you know what? I don't need the church. And I've watched. It's what happened to him. Now, I want you to listen to me real carefully. God is a never-changing God. He'll never change for 1,000 generations. But the life that he blesses is that life that pays attention to him. That life that tries. That life that says, Lord, I know I'm not where I ought to be, but I want to try. I'm trying. And you know what he'll do? What's so neat? The Father just will bring some things into your life, just show you he's rooting for you. You know what I'm talking about? Some of you do. You know, you have some hard times in life, and it's just like the Lord just says, this one's for you. I want you to know I'm watching. I want you to know I see you trying. I want you to know I see your blunders and your failures, but it's okay. You're trying. You see, it's okay to blunder from time to time because blundering means you're trying. You know, if you got children, you watch them blunder as they try, but they're trying. God has an abundance and blessing. Think about it. He is the sovereign of the universe. He don't need anything, and he never runs out of anything. He is not like a government that, you know, goes down and shrinks and gets in financial collapse. God owns everything that there is. He always has and always will. But here's the reality. What will I do? Will I listen to him when he speaks? If he speaks to me about my soul's need of salvation, will I listen to him? Will I repent? You see, if a person listens to God, they'll repent of their sins and invite Jesus Christ into their life. You say, why does God send people to hell? Think about it for a moment. How can God send someone to hell? God sends people to hell when they don't want him. You say, surely those in hell want God. If they did, they would have called on him. And not a single soul in hell has ever called on God. Plus, they don't even want to, even now that they're in hell. That's the reality, because it's eternally fixed. And here's the reality, friends. Abundance is abundance. Tranquility, joy, happiness, peace. Blessing, those, and the word blessing means supernatural favor. He'll give it to you. But the question is, do I want to listen to God? Father, we thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for speaking to us through the pages of your word. Lord, you remind us if we listen to you. You're not a hard God. But Lord, Satan paints a fabric on our mind of you being a hard and harsh God. And that's totally inconsistent. You love us. You love us. That man today who's sinning, saying all sorts of wicked, ungodly things, you're giving him the oxygen to do it. You're giving him energy to his body. Lord, we can't comprehend your grace and your kindness. Father, I pray for that person here today who's, they know their life's not blessed. They're living under the indictment of God. because they've chosen to this point not to listen. Father, that person who's here that's not saved, Father, that person here who needs to repent, Father, you draw all whom you would to yourself, is our heart's prayer. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for your word. In Jesus we pray.